بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد. We continue in the chapter the author here mentioned رحمه الله تعالى باب صفة صلاة النبي. The chapter of the description of the prayer of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The author, he mentions several narrations, and we continue. He says, Rahimahullah, وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أنه قال كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا قام إلى الصلاة يكبر حين يقوم. The author, he mentioned the narration of Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, and he said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whenever he would stand for the prayer, he would make takbir while he's standing. Yukabbiru hina yakumu. Yukabbiru ay yakulu Allahu Akbar. Make takbir. To make takbir is to say Allahu Akbar. Kabbara yukabbiru kabbir takbiran. Ay, qala Allahu Akbar. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إذا قام إلى الصلاة, whenever he would stand up to pray, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, here Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, he's clarifying, يُكَبِّرُ حِينَ يَكُومُ, that he would make the takbir, meaning say Allahu Akbar, whenever he is standing. ثُمَّ يُكَبِّرُ حِينَ يَرْكَعُ, and then he would make the takbir, I say Allahu Akbar, whenever he makes ruku', ثُمَّ يَقُولُ سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِيدَهُ, and then after that he would say سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِيدَهُ, Allah responds to those who praise him. حِينَ يَرْفَعُ صُلْبَهُ مِنَ الرَّكْعَةِ, whenever he would raise his back from the ruku'. ثُمَّ يَقُولُ وَهُوَ قَائِمٌ, and then he would say while he's standing صلى الله عليه وسلم ربنا ولك الحمد. Oh, our Lord, respond and answer our call, and for you belongs all praise. ثم يكبر حين يهوي, and then he would make the takbir again, saying Allahu Akbar whenever he goes down. ثم يكبر حين يرفع رأسه, and then he would make the takbir again, saying Allahu Akbar whenever he raises his head, meaning from the sujood. ثم يكبر حين يسجد, and then he would make the takbir, saying Allahu Akbar whenever he goes back down for sujood. ثم يكبر حين يرفع رأسه, and then he would make the takbir again whenever he raised his head صلى الله عليه وسلم. ثم يفعل ذلك في صلاته كلها حتى يقضيها, and then he would continue to do like this in his entire prayer until he would complete it and finish it صلى الله عليه وسلم. ويكبر حين يقوم من اثنتين بعد الجلوس, and likewise he would make the takbir saying Allahu Akbar whenever he would stand from التشهد الأول, from the two rak'ah, meaning from the تشهد الأول, he would likewise make the takbir at this time. So we see the author, he is mentioning this narration رحمه تعالى to clarify the issue of the takbirat that are in the prayer, the takbirat, the statements of Allahu Akbar in the different positions and places in the prayer. We see that the people of knowledge, they have mentioned that as-salat laha shi'ar, it has a slogan or a motto or a symbol and a sign. And shi'ar as-salat, the people of knowledge, they mention the word shi'ar, it means a motto or a slogan or a sign or a symbol. And they say shi'aru as-salati at-takbir. And the shi'ar of as-salah, it is the statement of at-takbir. And entering into the prayer, this at-takbir here is called takbiratu al-ihram. And there is no way to enter the prayer except in this manner, and except with this statement. And this issue has preceded likewise. Alhamdulillah. So the first one here mentioning here, إِذَا قَامَ إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ يُكَبِّرُ حِينَ يَقُومُ, whenever he stood up for the prayer, he would say, he would make the takbir, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, while standing. This issue here, this is with regards to takbiratu al-ihram. And this takbirah here is an obligation. It is an obligation, rather it's a pillar from the prayer. And the people of knowledge have agreed upon that. And there is a consensus that this takbir here is an obligation. So after this, likewise, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he would make takbir, meaning after he would make the takbirat ihram, and he would make dua al istiftah, and then he would read the Fatiha and another surah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Whenever he would go to the ruku', he would make takbir again. ثُمَّ يُكَبِّرُ حِنَا يَرْكَعُ. And then he would make the takbir whenever he's going for the ruku' sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then whenever he raises from the ruku', he would say, سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِيدَ حِنَا يَرْفَعُ صُلْبَهُ مِنْ الرَّكَعُ. He would say, سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِيدَ, whenever he raises his back from the ruku' sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, he clarified, ثُمَّ يَقُولُ وَهُوَ قَائِمٌ, meaning then he was saying while he is standing, meaning after he has stood up entirely from the ruku', رَبَّنَا وَلَكَ الْحَمْدِ, رَبَّنَا وَلَكَ الْحَمْدِ. Then we have seen some of the benefits with regards to this statement likewise. But here we see that he would say it sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after he has stood up. So therefore, whenever he's raising from the ruku', at this time he does not make takbir. This is the one place going from position to position, there is no takbir. In general, whenever one moves from one position to the next inside of the salat, the dhikr that is made at that time is takbir, Allahu Akbar, except in this one position, and that is rising from al-ruku'. There's no takbir here, but rather there is tasmi' and tahmid. Tasmi' is to say, Sami Allahu liman hamida. And the tahmid is to say, Rabbana walaka alhamd. Rabbana walaka alhamd. So whenever he was rising from the ruku', whenever he's straightening his back and rising from the ruku', he's saying, Sami'a Allahu liman hamida. And whenever he is standing straight and erected, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, Rabbana walaka alhamd. And then, thumma yukabbiru hina yahwi. And then whenever he goes down, now whenever he goes down, then he would also make the takbir, meaning whenever he goes down for the sujood, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Thumma yukabbiru hina yarfa'u ra'sahu. And then he would likewise make the takbir whenever he raises his head, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. ثُمَّ يُكَبِّرُ حِينَ يَسْجُدُ. And then he would make the takbir again whenever he makes the sujood. ثُمَّ يُكَبِّرُ حِينَ يَرْفَعُ رَأْسَهُ. And then he would make the takbir again, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whenever he raised his head. ثُمَّ يَفْعَرُ ذَلِكَ فِي صَلَاتِهِ كُلِّهَا. And he would do this in his prayer, in the entire prayer, حَتَّى يَقَضِيَهَا, until he would finish it in this manner, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But likewise, Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, he clarifies another position for the takbir, وَيُكَبِّرُ حِنَا يَكُومُ مِنَ اثْنَتَيْنِ بَعْدَ الْجُلُوسِ. And likewise, he would make the takbir, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whenever he stood up after the two rak'ah, after he has set any for the tashahud. So therefore, again, standing from the first tashahud, at this time likewise, there is a takbir. So therefore, we see from the description of the prayer of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is that he would make the takbir, saying Allahu Akbar, whenever he is moving from position to position in the prayer sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So whenever he is going from one position to the next position, whenever he is going down or whenever he is raising, في كل خفض ورفع sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he would make the takbir. And every time he would go down, or every time he would come up and move from position to position, he would make the takbir in this manner, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, except in one place, and that is whenever he is rising from the ruku', sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And at this time, he would not make the takbir, rather he would make the tasmi' and then the tahmid, salawatullahi wa salamuhu wa barakatuhu alayhi. So we see that this is the shi'ar of as-salat, and the first takbir is known as takbiratul ihram, and this one is an obligation with no differences of opinions, and the prayer cannot begin except in this manner. And as for the rest of the takbirat, they are known as takbirat al-intiqal. Takbirat al-intiqal, the statements of Allahu Akbar in the times of transitioning or moving from position to position. And the people of knowledge, they differed with regards to this. The majority of the people of knowledge, from them, Abu Hanifa and Al-Imam Malik and Al-Imam Shafi'i, rahimahum Allahu jami'an, they find that these takbirat al-intiqal are mustahabba, and they are recommended, and they're not obligatory. But at Imam Ahmed rahimahullah ta'ala and other than him from the people of knowledge, they have found these takbirat, takbiratul intiqal, to be wajibah, an obligation, to be an obligation. And this is because it has come in the narrations that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, whenever he prayed, he would make the takbir. And likewise, whenever he would instruct individuals to pray, he would order them likewise to make the takbir. And this has come in the narrations. And this is something that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he made muwadhaba with regards to. كَانَ يُوَضِّبُ عَلَى هَذِهِ التَّكْبِيرَاتِ, meaning that he would perform them consecutively and consistently. And he never left them, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And it has not been narrated that he would leave any of these takbirat. Rather, what is known from the description of his prayer, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, is that he would make these takbirat. And likewise, he ordered those who prayed along with him and those whom he taught how to pray, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, to make the takbirat al-intiqal. So therefore, based upon this, and likewise the understanding of that well-known narration in the chapter of As-Salah, this narration of Malik ibn al-Huwaydith in Sahih Bukhari, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, وَصَلُّوا كَمَا رَأَيْتُمُونِي أُصَلِّي, and pray in the manner you have seen me pray, and pray in the manner you have seen me pray. So Allahu A'lam, and Allah knows best, the best position is the position of Imam Ahmed. And this is what Shaykh Ibn Baz, he has mentioned, and likewise Shaykh Sa'di and also Shaykh Uthaymeen, and other than them from the people of knowledge, they have all found this position to be correct based upon the evidences that these takbirat, they are obligatory and they cannot be left. Here we have a benefit in the statement of Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu. He said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yukabbiru hina yakumu, that he would make the takbir whenever he's standing or while he is standing. So the people of knowledge, they have mentioned that this takbira here, the one that is a consensus that it's an obligation, rather a pillar, takbiru til ihram, this one must be pronounced while standing. While standing, yukabbiru hina yakumu, he would say it while he's standing. He would say it while he's standing, and this is an obligation. Likewise, and standing also is a pillar in the obligatory prayer. And to make the takbiratul ihram, in the obligatory prayer, it must be done while one is standing. And this hadith here is an evidence for that. And there is a mistake that some of the people make. There is a mistake that some of the people make, particularly whenever they come late to the prayer. Sometimes an individual, he'll come late to the prayer and he will be trying to catch the imam while he is in ar-ruku', and therefore he will make the takbir to enter the prayer, takbiru til ihram, but he will make that while he is going down for the ruku', in a hurry, rushing to catch the imam. And this is not correct. And the one who performs the takbiru til ihram, to enter into the prayer in this manner, then his prayer is not correct and it did not start. The takbirat al-ihram, it must be performed while one is standing. And this is taken from this hadith here and other narrations likewise. Yukabbiru hina yakumu, that he would make the takbir while he is standing, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And again, this is with regards to the obligatory prayer, and likewise with regards to the one who is able. As for in the non-obligatory prayer, then we have seen in the previous classes, alhamdulillah, that it's not an obligation to stand in the obligatory prayer. And likewise, we know that our Lord, Rabbuna subhanahu wa ta'ala, he does not hold us accountable for that which we are not able to do. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ, and fear Allah as much as you can. So therefore, if a person is not able to stand, even in the obligatory prayer, then the pillar and the obligation of standing will fall off. But as for the one who is able to stand, and he's praying the obligatory prayer, then this takbir here, this takbirah, takbirat al-ihrams, the statement, Allahu Akbar, it must be made while one is standing straight, not while he is going down into the ruku' and the likes like this. And this is something that the people should pay attention to and realize and preserve and maintain, and that they will enter the prayer in the right manner, in the proper manner. And that is to say Allahu Akbar while one is erected and standing straight. Like here in the narration, yukabbiru hina yakumu, that he would make the takbir, takbirat al-ihram, while he is standing, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With regards to the mention here that he would say, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِيدَهُ سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِيدَهُ رَبَّنَا وَلَكَ الْحَمْدِ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was the imam. Whenever he was praying, either he's praying as the imam or praying as an individual by himself, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And therefore here, this is what is narrated to us, that he would say it in this manner. And from this point here, the people of knowledge have mentioned that the statement سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِيدَ, this is something that the imam he will say, and likewise the one who is praying alone he will say, الْإِمَامُ وَالْمُنْفَرِدُ. But as for the ma'mum, then it has proceeded likewise from another hadith previously, from the hadith of Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, that the one who is praying behind the imam, the ma'mum, he will not say سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِيدَ, but rather he will only say رَبَّنَا وَلَكَ الْحَمْدِ. He will only say رَبَّنَا وَلَكَ الْحَمْدِ. And this is because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he had mentioned the hadith that has preceded, that the imam, he was only made to be followed. إِنَّمَا جُعِلَ الْإِمَامُ لِيُؤْتَمَّ بِهِ. And then he mentioned, إِذَا كَبَّرَ فَكَبِّرُوا وَإِذَا رَكَعَ فَيَرْكَعُوا وَإِذَا سَجَدَ فَسْجُدُوا, like this, in this manner. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned about the imam, وَإِذَا قَالَ سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدَهُ فَقُولُوا رَبَّنَا وَلَكَ الْحَمْدُ. And if the imam, he says, سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدَهُ, then you all say, رَبَّنَا وَلَكَ الْحَمْدُ. And in this narration, he did not say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then you all say سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِيدَ رَبَّنَا لَكَ الْحَمْدِ, but rather he said, then you all say at that time رَبَّنَا وَلَكَ الْحَمْدِ. So from here, what is clear from the evidence is that the one who is praying behind the imam, what is correct is that he will only say رَبَّنَا وَلَكَ الْحَمْدِ. Although some of the people of knowledge have mentioned that rather likewise the ma'mum as well, he will say سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِيدَ. And if a believer were to follow that position or to do that in his prayer will be correct. But what is closer to the evidences, and that which is more correct according to what is clear from these texts, is that the one who is praying behind the imam, the ma'mum, he will not say سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِيدَ, but rather after the imam says that, he will say رَبَّنَا وَلَكَ الْحَمْدُ. As for the imam and as for the munfarid, then both of them, they will say both statements, the tasmi' and the tahmid. سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِيدَ رَبَّنَا وَلَكَ الْحَمْدِ. And the ma'mum, he will suffice with the tahmid after the tasmi' of the imam, and Allah knows best. And Allah knows best. So we see that this is from the description of the prayer of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that he would make the takbir as whenever he is moving from position to position in the prayer, whenever he is moving from one position to another in the prayer. And this is with the exception of the case of rising from a ruku'. At this time there is no takbir, but rather there is tasmi' and tahmid. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam. The author, he mentions another narration, rahimahullah ta'ala, and he says, عن مطرف بن عبد الله أنه قال صليت خلف علي بن أبي طالب أنا وعمران بن حسين رضي الله عنهم فكان إذا سجد كبر وإذا رفع رأسه كبر وإذا نهض من الركعتين كبر فلما قضى الصلاة أخذ بيدي عمران بن حسين فقال قد ذكرني هذا صلاة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أو قال صلى بنا صلاة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. The author, he mentioned the narration of Mutarrif ibn Abdullah ibn Shikhir, rahimahullah ta'ala wa radiyallahu an abihi. We see that Mutarrif, this narrator here, he is from the Tabi'een, and he is the son of Abdullah ibn Shikhir, radiyallahu anhu. His father is a companion. His father is a companion. So this narrator here, he is from the Tabi'een, and his father is Abdullah ibn Shikhir, radiyallahu anhu, and he is a companion. So Mutarrif Tabi'i, rahimahullah ta'ala, he died in the year 95, and he was known to be thiqah, and he was known to be upright and reliable and trustworthy. And likewise, he was well known as well for his virtue and nobility, and he was also known for being a devout worshipper. And it's mentioned about him by Ibn Hajar, كَانَ ثِقَةً عَابِدًا فَاضِلًا, that he was reliable and upright, and likewise he was a devout worshipper and a man of virtue and nobility, رَحِمَهُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى. He is narrating here, rahimahullah ta'ala, that he prayed behind Ali ibn Abi Talib radiyallahu anhu, him and Imran ibn Husayn. Him and Imran ibn Husayn, they prayed together behind the Khalifa of those days, Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ali ibn Abi Talib radiyallahu anhu. And Imran ibn Husayn al-Khuza'i, him and his father, both of them, they were companions of the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imran ibn Husayn radiyallahu anhuma. Imran, his kunya is Abu Nujayd. His kunya is Abu Nujayd, and he was from the virtuous companions of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he was also from the fuqaha, min fuqaha sahaba, and he was from those who had great knowledge and understanding of the sunnah, and great knowledge of the Islamic jurisprudence, and the rulings and the regulations, and the halal and the haram, and the likes like this. And it's been mentioned about Imran ibn Husayn radiallahu anhumah, that in the khilafah of Umar radiallahu anhu, Umar, he sent him to Basra, liyufaqih al-nas, and fi dinihim, so that Umar sent Imran radiallahu anhuma to Basra to teach the people the deen, and to educate the people and the rulings of Islam. And it's been mentioned about him that Allah benefited the people of Basra by way of Imran ibn Husayn greatly radiallahu anhuma. And this is from the efforts of the Sahaba, that the Khulafa, they would send the most noble and virtuous from amongst them, and the most educated and steadfast in knowledge and in application, to the outskirts of the regions of the Khilafa and of the empire, and to the lands, to teach the people and to spread the Sunnah. The great concern that they had to teach the people and to carry the Sunnah and to transmit the deen to the people after them, radiyallahu anhum jami'an. He died, Imran ibn Husayn, rahimahullahu ta'ala, in the year 52, radiyallahu anhu. So we see here that they are both praying, Mutarrif and Imran, they are praying behind Ali ibn Abi Talib radiyallahu anhu. And Mutarrif, he mentions, فَكَانَ إِذَا سَجَدَ كَبَّرَ. And whenever he would, meaning Ali, whenever Ali, he would make the sujood, he would make takbir, meaning out loud. He would say, Allahu Akbar. وَإِذَا رَفَعَ رَأْسَهُ كَبَّرَ. And whenever he raised his head likewise from the sujood, he made the takbir. وَإِذَا نَهَضَ مِنَ الرَّكَعَتَيْنِ كَبَّرَ. And whenever he stood up from the two rak'ah, likewise he would make the takbir. Meaning this is reference to takbirat al-sujood. That whenever one, he is sitting in the jilsa, when he goes down to make sujood, he makes takbir. And whenever he raises up from sujood, he makes takbir. Allahu Akbar. And likewise, whenever he stands up from the sujood, back to the qiyam position, in the standing position, he makes takbir. فَلَمَّا قَضَى الصَّلَاةَ أَخَذَ بِيَدِي إِمْرَانُ بْنُ حُسَيْنِ. مُطَرِّف رَحِمَهُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى. مُطَرِّف رَحِمَهُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى. He says, and whenever he finished his prayer, and whenever he finished the prayer, meaning Ali radiallahu anhu, Imran ibn Husayn, he took me by my hand. He took me by my hand. فَقَالَ قَدْ ذَكَّرَنِي هَذَا قَدْ ذَكَّرَنِي هَذَا صَلَاةَ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. This one right here, he has just reminded me of the prayer of Muhammad صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. And he pointed to Ali radiallahu anhu. أو قال, or he said, anyone the narrators doubted, صَلَّ بِنَا صَلَاةَ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. He just prayed with us the prayer of Muhammad صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. So we see this narration is similar to the previous narration, clarifying the legislation of the takbirat al-intiqal, and the takbirat that are in the prayer, and establishing likewise takbirat al-intiqal. But there is an addition here, there is an additional clarification here, and that is that these takbirat, they are made audible, that the imam, he makes them out loud, that the imam, he makes them out loud. And what has been mentioned about this is that there is a narration that some of them will not be mentioned out loud, but it's a very weak narration. And the people of knowledge have mentioned that it is a narration that is considered batil, and it's false, and it's not correct whatsoever. It has no foundation. So what is correct is that these takbirat from the imam, they will be made out loud in this manner, like Ali did radiallahu anhu. But also from this narration, we see that what the people of knowledge have mentioned is that in the early days, even in the times of Ali radiallahu anhu, in those early days, there were individuals who were leading the prayer. and they had left off the takbirat. Either any other than the takbirat al-ihram, of course, but the takbirat al-intiqal, they had left them off. The people of knowledge mentioned either they did not make them or they did not make them out loud. They were not made out loud in this manner. And some of the people of knowledge mentioned, as I said, there's a narration with regards to that, but it's very weak. It's very weak. So there's no proof for that. But rather, what is correct is that the takbirat of the imam, all of them, they will be made out loud. And in this manner, the ma'mum is able to follow. He's able to follow, and he knows whenever to move and the likes like this. But in those days, some of the people who would lead the prayer, they had left the sunnah until the extent that it had been forgotten. And even here we see the Imran, and he's from the most virtuous and noble and knowledgeable of the companions, radiallahu anhu. He said, قَدْ ذَكَّرَنِي هَذَا صَلَاةَ مُحَمَّدٍ. Verily, this man here reminded me of the prayer of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, meaning that the sunnah of making jahar with the takbirat, takbirat al-intiqal, pronouncing them out loud, was something that he had forgotten in this manner. And this is an indication likewise that whenever a sunnah, whenever the knowledge is not applied and one does not work by way of it and use the knowledge and application, it becomes forgotten and it is easily lost. And it has been narrated likewise from Ali radiallahu anhu that he says, al-ilmu yahtifu bil-amal, that knowledge, it calls for action. فَإِنْ أَجَابَ وَإِلَّا إِرْتَحَلَ فَإِنْ أَجَابَ وَإِلَّا إِرْتَحَلَ. And if it responds, and if the action responds, and if not, and then it will be good, and the knowledge will stay and remain, and be firm. And if not, meaning if not, the action does not respond to the call of the knowledge, then the knowledge will go away. وَإِلَّا إِرْتَحَلَ وَإِلَّا إِرْتَحَلَ. So therefore, knowledge, it calls for action. If the action is followed and coupled with the knowledge is beneficial, and the knowledge will remain, and be strong, and be firm, and established. But if the action and the application does not respond to the call of knowledge, the knowledge will go away. The knowledge will go away, and it will not be beneficial, and it will leave in this manner. Likewise, it has been narrated from Sufyan ibn Uyayna, rahimahullah ta'ala. He died in the year 198, from the great scholars of hadith, from the Salaf al-Salih, rahimahumullah jami'an, that he said, كُنَّا نَسْتَعِينُ عَلَى حِفْظِ الْحَدِيثِ بِالْعَمَلِ بِهِ, that we used to seek aid in memorizing the narrations by applying them. By applying them. Yani how did they, what was one of the means that they used to help them memorize the narrations the way they memorized them? He said, rahimahullah ta'ala, by using them in application. بِالْعَمَلِ بِهِ, by using them in application, in application. And likewise, there's a testification for this in the book of Allah Azza wa Jal. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentioned in his book, وَالَّذِينَ اهْتَدَوْا زَادَهُمْ هُدًى وَآتَاهُمْ تَقْوَاهُمْ. And those who follow the right guidance, then Allah, he will increase them in guidance, and he will give them their piety and righteousness. And he will grant them their piety and righteousness. Allahu Akbar. So therefore, this is clear here that if knowledge is not applied and there's no application of that beneficial knowledge, then the sunnah will be lost. Then the sunnah will be lost. But likewise, there's a great virtue. Likewise here, but likewise, there's a great virtue that we see in Ali radiallahu anhu, how he would apply the sunnah and he would establish the sunnah. And likewise, in the application of the sunnah, how the sunnah is revived and how the people are reminded. And the likes like this, he said, قَدْ ذَكَرَنِي هَذَا صَلَاةَ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ أَوْ قَالَ صَلَّ بِنَا صَلَاةَ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. Verily, this one here, يعني magnifying the affair and praising him. ذَكَرَنِي هَذَا, this one right here, meaning Ali رضي الله عنه, he reminded me of the prayer of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. Or he said, he prayed with us now, the prayer of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. There's a benefit that some of the people of knowledge, they mention from the takbirat, yani reoccurring in this manner and transferring or moving, transitioning from every position. And in the prayer, at this time it's legislated to make the takbir, to glorify, magnify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to praise Him. Allahu Akbar, ay min kulli shay, that Allah, He is greater than all things. And some of the people of knowledge have mentioned that this is in reality an example of renewing the intention every time. Yani that tajdeed al-niyah, niyat al-ikhlas. At every moment that one makes the takbir, it's like he's renewing his intention and reviving his intention of sincerity. And this is for the one who knows what he's saying. And this is the one who reflects and ponders over what he's saying. As for the one who is just moving and stating words, and his mind is somewhere else, and his heart is not alive nor attentive, then his intention surely is not being revived and rejuvenated, nor is it being renewed. But the one who realizes what he's saying, and he says it with truth and sincerity, and while his heart is present and alive, Allahu Akbar, Allah is greater than everything. Allah is greater than all things, subhanahu wa ta'ala, greater in His majesty and His glory, greater in His knowledge and His power and His honor, greater in every aspect, akbar min kulli shay. The one who remembers this and draws it to mind and keeps it in his heart alive and present whenever he is making these takbirat and moving from position to position, this is a means for his ikhlas and his intention to be pure, and for his heart to be alive and aware, and for true khushu' and humility and humbleness to enter his heart and to enter into his prayer by the permission of Allah Azza wa Jal. By the permission of Allah Azza wa Jal. Here we see Imran radiallahu anhu, he says, قَدْ ذَكَرَنِي هَذَا صَلَاةَ مُحَمَّدٍ أَوْ صَلَّ بِنَا صَلَاةَ مُحَمَّدٍ. That this man here, he has reminded me of the prayer of Muhammad, or he prayed with us the prayer of Muhammad. And he didn't say the Messenger of Allah, or he didn't say Nabi Allah, or An-Nabi, or Ar-Rasul, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But rather he called him by name. And the people of knowledge, they mentioned that this is permissible. And there's no blame in this here, to refer to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by his name, whenever stating information or speaking about him. We're talking about him, to call him Muhammad. This is his name, and this is a praiseworthy name, and this is what Allah has mentioned about him in his book likewise. Muhammadur Rasulullah. وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ أَبَا أَحَدٍ مِنْ رِجَالِكُمْ. Like this. So his name is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His name is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And there's no blame to refer to him like this. But what is impermissible and what is prohibited, not allowed in his lifetime sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to call him by that. Yeah, Muhammad. Like this. This is not permissible in his lifetime to call him like that. But rather the companions were ordered to call him by al-risala, or by nubuwa, to say, Ya Rasulullah, ha'o ya Nabi Allah, and in this manner like this. So in his lifetime to call him that, in that manner, Ya Muhammad, like this, then this is what is prohibited and not permissible. And if we see that there are some evidences or some narrations where this has occurred, then we see that the one who was making that statement, the majority of the time, is someone from the enemies of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or someone from the desert Arabs who do not have the knowledge nor the manners, and they come from outside of Medina and the likes like this. But as for what is legislated and an obligation in his lifetime to call him by to call him, whatever one will call him, and he called him to respond for something, yeah, they will not say Ya Muhammad, but they will say Ya Rasulullah, or Ya Nabi Allah, and then speak to him, whatever they would address him, like this. But as for referring to him and talking about him, then it's allowed to say Muhammad in this manner without mentioning Nabi or Rasul. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He knows best. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.